The statement says everything we want to say at the moment, and I'm not being obstructive. We're all bound by confidentiality agreements at the moment. Till the deal's completed, we felt it appropriate at this moment in time to let the public know what stage we're at. We've done that, much more than what's in the statement I'm not prepared to elaborate on. But, you know, this deal's been, you know, being negotiated since October. It's very close now to completion. The deal's been agreed in principle. But obviously, there's where you've got solicitors of both sides involved, and you've also got to wait for sanction from the Football League, because they take a keen interest now in, you know, the change of ownership at any club, as you would expect, being the governing body. So, you know, it's going to be a few weeks yet before it's completed. It's been a long time coming. Since the club went up for sale officially in the spring of 2013, I've said this publicly before, we've had probably a dozen approaches. Half of them fell by the wayside. They weren't serious. Two or three others have been quite serious, but that's linked to property. And, you know, the board have always said that, you know, we would only sell to people who had the best interest of the club at heart. And by the fact that we're very close to agreement, you can draw your own conclusions from that. You know, we hope the deal's pushed through, and the club and the supporters in particular won't like to be involved with the uncertainty of it all. Can look forward to new owners coming in and continuing the good work that this club has put in over a period of time now. So much more than that, John, I can't really say.
You touched on an interesting point that the club's been up for sale for a long time, so there's obviously been no rush to do it, but you obviously feel you've got the right people. You said you've had previous interest, but you feel you're happy with the people that have come forward to in this occasion.
Well, yes, you're right. We wouldn't agree to anything that we didn't feel was in the best interest of Crawley Town Football Club. That's always been, you know, the criteria that we've used. But it's like anything else, isn't it? You know, until the deal's done and the ink's dry on the contract, then we can say much more. You know, these people are keen on coming to Crawley. They're very enthusiastic, and we wish them well when they come in. I mean, all we can say is we hope the supporters get behind the club, and keep behind the club, and we hope the ones who don't come start to realise, you know, they're letting this town down, they're letting Crawley Town Football Club down. We want as many people coming through the turnstile as possible, whether it's under the current ownership, whether it's under the new ownership. We do need more people coming, you know, for a population of, what, nearly 110,000, to get under 2% of that population coming on a regular basis this season is not good. Couple of weeks, maybe three weeks before the deal's completed, and I think then we'll be able to say a lot more about the incumbent owners. They'll be able to give their vision of what they want to achieve at this football club, and I think everybody will be happy when the deal's finally sealed.